सहनावतु सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु
गुरुर्देवो
महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्
So we see variety of people in the world, and what is the cause of this varieties in human being? The Lord says it is because of the guna. Because of the three guna, there is differences. Otherwise, the Atman is one and same in all of us, and the gross body, subtle body is also made of Panchamahabhut, is the same Panchamahabhut. So what is the difference between one person to another person? It says it is because of the mind and intellect. And in the mind and intellect, we have got the three gunas. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. It is the variation of the three gunas which makes a person Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. This we have already seen earlier. ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय विषाम शूद्राणाम च परंतप कर्माणि प्रभिव्यक्तानि स्वभाव प्रभवे गुण द लॉर्ड सेज दैट अकॉर्डिंग टू द ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र विच इज अकॉर्डिंग टू द स्वभाव स्वभाव मीन्स द नेचर दिस नेचर इज कमिंग फ्रॉम प्रीवियस बर्थ इट्स कमिंग फ्रॉम द प्रीवियस बर्थ एंड देन अकॉर्डिंग टू द नेचर वन गुना विल बी प्रीडोमिनेंट One guna will be predominant, followed by other two guna. And that will decide your varna. Whether you are Brahman, whether you are Kshatriya, Vaishya or Shudra. So what is the way of coming out of this? Because we all are bound by three guna. Because the whole universe is made of three guna. How to come out of this three guna? The Lord says, you can come out of this triguna if you act according to your guna. If you act according to your guna, then you can grow out of this guna. And that is the only way. So what is the Brahman's guna? So that was given in the verse number 42, which we saw in our last class. So, समो दम तपस शौचम शांति आर्जमेव च ज्ञानम विज्ञानम आस्तिक्यम ब्रह्म कर्म स्वभावयम सम यू सी नो एक्शन इज सेड हियर यू विल फाइंड दीज आर ऑल द नाइन क्वालिटीज ऑफ ब्राह्मण ए ब्राह्मण क्वालिटीज इज सम सम मीन्स कंट्रोल ऑफ माइंड दम मीन्स कंट्रोल ऑफ सेंसेस सो आफ्टर कंट्रोलिंग योर Mind and senses, what we have to do? You have to do the tapas. What is this tapas? Man and indriyas, making them concentrated, making them single-pointed is the greatest tapas. So I am withdrawing from the world, mind is withdrawn, senses are withdrawn, now you have got the energy saved. What to do with this time and energy? That is to be redeployed. Where? Tapa. What is tapa? Making the mind single-pointed. Tapa. Saucham. Saucham means cleanliness. Inside and outside. Very easy to understand the outside cleanliness. What about the inside cleanliness? We don't even ever feel that there is impurity inside. Have you ever felt? No smell coming from inside. What are the impurities inside? Six ripu, six enemies, kam, krodh, lobh, mad, matsar, and the ringleader is? Kam. Desire is the ringleader. So really speaking, only one enemy, that is desire. So if we can tackle this desire, then the mind will start purifying. Otherwise, mind is impure. Saujam chantim arjame. Anti means forgiveness. Arjama means straightforwardness. What is the straightforwardness? Kaya, vacha, mansa, you are doing the same thing. Whatever you are thinking, you are speaking the same thing, and whatever you are speaking, you are doing the same thing. Very sahaj, very simple. But in society we will find people not arjavam, not straightforward like Arjun. Arjun tree is always straight. But you will find the people, they will think something, speak something, will do something else. You can't believe. Arjavam. Then jnana vijnanam, knowledge, and the vijnan means the experience of that jnana. Jnana vijnanam. Astikyam. Astikyam means the faith in the Lord. Faith in the scripture. A person having these qualities is called Brahman. So whenever we have got the ego, our vision is narrow. When the ego is not there or it is lessened, it is reduced to minimum. How can you reduce your ego to minimum? Very simple way. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, you consider yourself as a servant of the Lord. Das bhav, like Hanumanji, das of Ramji, bas. Then your ego is reduced. So when the ego is reduced, you become humble. Otherwise, an egoistic person will not be humble. And when you are humble, you are broad-minded and you will be ready to forgive also. We have got a Pauranik story in which we find Vasishtha ji is staying in jungle, in his kutiya, in his ashram. And Raja Vishwamitra is a Raja, is a Kshatriya. And he visits Vasishtha ji in his ashram. ऐसा नहीं करते हैं कि ओ आचार्य कम यार राजा इज गोइंग टू ब्राह्मण एंड व्हेन राजा विश्वामित्र रीच टू दिस वशिष्ठ मुनि आश्रम ही वेलकम हिम गेव हिम ए रॉयल रिसेप्शन इन जंगल राजा वॉज वेरी हैप्पी बट ही स्टार्टेड थिंकिंग Where from this Brahman Vasishtha in jungle got so much of material wealth? That he is providing me so much of comfort here in ashram? Kahan se paisa aaya? See, he is not enjoying the comfort. He is thinking where from he got the money. Achha, theek hai. Then he found out that he has got a cow, wishful-pulling cow. Kam Dhenu Nandini is there. So whatever Vasishthi wanted, Kamdhenu cow, okay, give me a cup, glass of coke. Coke aa gaya. So Raja was happy. Whatever was needed for the Raja, Vasishthi provided. Now Raja Vishwamitra, he thought that I should have this cow. Why this Brahman should have here in the jungle? I need it more. He tried to drag the Nandini, but Nandini could not go. Then he thought, perhaps I don't have strength in my hands. I should come with my army. See, he brought his army. Vasishtha ji created army with his Shastrabal and Brahmatej. You might be astonished that is not possible. But that is possible. Once you become realized or a Brahman, the Prakriti is your servant. Whatever you say, it will happen. At this point of time, we have to get the result. But once you become realized, whatever you say, it happens. It's like that. So when he brought his army and got defeated also, now he started thinking, where from he got this power? I want this power now. He is a Brahma Rishi. I want to become a Brahma Rishi. He forgot about the Kamdhenu now. Nandini gone. I am defeated, and where from this Vasishtha has got this power? I want that power. And he invaded that ashram many times. Always defeated. And in one of the invasion, son of Vasishtha was killed also. Still he continued to come. He wanted to be called as Brahma Rishi. And whenever this Vishwamitra used to visit the ashram, Vasishtha used to call him Raj Rishi, but not Brahma Rishi. And he wanted that the Vasishtha should call me Brahma Rishi. So one day he decided, I am going to kill this Vasishtha now. At night he came, hid himself in the ashram, with the intention, aaj raat ko khatam. At that time he saw that Vasishtha is talking to his wife Arundhati, and Arundhati is saying, today sky is very clear, moon is so beautiful. Then Vasishtha is saying to Arundhati, you know, the mind of Vishwamitra is also very clear, very pure. The moment he heard, Vishwamitra heard that this is the opinion of Vasishtha about me, that mind is so pure and I am going to kill him, he immediately came and fell down his feet. He wanted to murder him, kill him. He came and fell on his feet. Then he said, welcome Brahma Rishi Vishwamitra. Then he called him, you are Brahma Rishi. See, the chama, the forgiveness, you see, how much he tortures or he gave suffering to Vasishtha ji, Vishwamitra. In spite of all that, he forgave. This is the quality of Brahman. And any person, is not necessary that a person who is born in the low caste, in the Sudra family, cannot become Brahman. He can also become Brahman. Tukaram was born in the lower caste and became Brahman with the guna. So, who is Brahman? One who has got these nine qualities. If we have got these nine qualities, then we are Brahman. And we can develop this quality to become a Brahman. It can be done. With effort, we can do it. Now the question comes, why should we do it? What will I get? From Sudra, why should I become Brahman? You see, when you have this quality, then only you become fit for liberation. With the sattvic quality only you become fit for qualification. And these are the sattvic qualities. Sam, dham, tapa, chama, arjavam, jnanam, vikyanam, astikyam. These are the qualities of Brahman. When we have this quality, then we also become fit for liberation. That is the purpose. Lord wants all of us to be sattvic, so that we can also come out of from this cycle of birth and death. Now what is Rajasic? verse number 43.
Shauryam tejo dhritir dakshyam. Shauryam tejo dhritir dakshyam. Yuddhe chapya palayanam.
Yuddhe chapya palayanam.
Dhanamishvara bhavascha.
Dhanamishvara bhavascha.
Kshatra karma swabhavajam. Kshatra karma swabhavajam. Shauryam tejo dhritir dakshyam. Yuddhe chapya palayanam. Dhanamishvara bhavascha. Kshatra karma swabhavajam.
Yeah, Kshatra karma or Kshatra karma, both are correct. Path it is a path bheda. Huh? Both are correct. It means same thing. Kshatra karma or the Kshatra karma. Shauryam. Here also in the case of Kshatriya, qualities are given, not karma. As in the case of Brahman, there were 9 qualities. In the case of Kshatri, 7 qualities are given. What are those? That Shauryam, prowess, virta, bravery. Number 2, tejas, splendor, brilliance, boldness. Dhriti, fortitude, patience. Daksham, dexterity, efficiency. Yuddha cha api apalayanam. Never runs away from the yuddha, from the battlefield. Don't think that you have to be in the battlefield. Our battlefield is our home. Don't run away from your duties. This Gita is being given to Arjun in the battlefield. He wanted to run away from the battlefield. Therefore, Lord reminded him, oh Arjun, you are Kshatriya. You have come to the battlefield and this is the Dharma Yuddha, best place to exhaust your vasana. Therefore, you should not be running away from the battlefield. Yuddha chapi apalayanam. Danam. Danam, charity. He helps others. Ishwar bhavam. This is quality of leadership, controlling, ruling. Now let us see in detail what is this Shauryam. Shankaracharya says Shauryam means Surasya Bhava. Surasya Bhava means a Ranveer. There are 5 types of Veer. One is Danveer, Dayaveer, Tyagveer, Vidyaveer, and Ranveer. Ranveer. Danveer, Dayaveer, Vidyaveer, Tyagveer, and Ranveer. Shauryam, Teja. Teja means brightness, brilliance. Sanskrit word is Pragalabhyam. Brilliance. See, brilliance is compared like when sun rises, at that time even a million of bulbs look like dim in the presence of sun. Similarly, in the presence of such people, other will be looking like the dim. Like when Guruji or Mahamadir Mukha Swamiji comes here, then we feel dim in their presence. Or if you are working in a company, if your MD or CEO is coming in front of him, you feel, a worker will feel dim. Dhriti. Dhriti is the fortitude. Shankaracharya says, as is seen in the case, one who is not depressed under all circumstances, being sustained by doggedness. Kshatri is never goes under depression. Quality of Kshatri. I don't know how many people take this antidepressant medicine. The statistic says 40%, 50% of the world population, they are taking depression medicine. But the Kshatriya, the quality is that he will never go under depression. Dhriti Gurudev writes, herein as applied in to a Kshatriya, it is the powerful will of the personality who, having decided to do something, pursues the path and discovers himself the necessary drive and constancy of purpose to meet, and if necessary, breaks down all obstacles until he gains victory or success. Dhriti is the holding on to your decision. That is dhriti. Once I have decided, I want this. I want to be a doctor. This is dhriti. Come what may, I will pursue my study. This is dhriti. Holding on to it. Dakshyam. Dakshyam, it is the capability of engagement without confusion in duties which suddenly present themselves. Is the dexterity. In youth, you see, in the battlefield, you don't know what will be the, what you say, from which side the enemy will attack, you don't know. So Kshatriya has to be very, very attentive. That is dakshyam. So that is in the battlefield. Or how do I understand in our empirical life? In empirical life, a problem comes and we have got a solution instantly. A student is asked to give an extempore speech, within 1 minute is ready to speak. That is dakshyam. Problems will come. Can I get the solution quickly? That is the quality of a kshatriya. Yuddhe chapi apalayanam. Not running away from the yuddhadanam. Desu mukta hastata. Being free to give wealth. Ready to share. The vaisya will not do. Kshatriya will share money. Vaisya? No. Because the gunas are different. In the case of Kshatriya, the rajas is predominant, followed by sattva, then tamas. In the case of vaisya, it is the rajogun is the predominant, followed by tamas. Sattva is last. So whenever you go for a, we have got a fundraising, so you have to give me ad. That once in a year, you go to the different other, are they to, acha, you come next week, they will not tell you which day, come next week. Why they are saying so? Because the sattva is very low. They don't mean what they say. Dhanam, Ishwar Bhav, lordliness, exercising rulership, leadership, that is Ishwar Bhavam. So Kshatriya should have a Ishwar Bhav, but a Brahman should have a Brahma Bhav. Different mindset. If you want to understand the qualities of Kshatriya, then in that case you have to study our Kshatriya king. The history, like Chhatrapati Shivaji. What is the name of Bombay airport? Bombay International Airport? Chhatrapati Shivaji. Even Aurangzeb used to fear Shivaji. Where from which side he will attack? It's not that he had the huge armies. No. But his strategies were very good. At the age of 16, he conquered Tornagar. At the age of 16, we were in the schools. Once, Aurangzeb sent one Afzal Khan and sent a message, Afzal Khan is coming to meet you. Shivaji understood that there is some conspiracy. One person is coming and we want to meet 1:1. Sometimes we have meeting, na? President is meeting 1:1, though nobody else. So Afzal Khan was sent. So Shivaji was equipped with his tiger claw. Tiger claw means you put all those nails, and he was hiding, wet. And as he was thinking, so it happened, Afzal Khan attacked, and Shivaji tore open his belly like our Narsingh Bhagwan. Once Shivaji was arrested, and Aurangzeb was seeing that the gate of the prison is sought, and he was seeing whether Shivaji is bending his head or not. Bending of head means gaya uska prestige. He did not bend. He entered. But he knew how to come out also. He pretended now he is sick and is going to die. And he sent a prayer that I want to distribute some sweets to my subjects. So what will you do? The sweets will come. I will touch it. This will become prasad and it will be distributed among all the subjects. Okay. Process started. So one after another boxes are coming. At the first, they were all opening all boxes and seeing, checking everything. 10 days, 15 days is coming, going, coming, going. So the security also at one point of time became lax. Roj dehi hota hai, they are bringing boxes and they are all going out. Theek hai. One particular, kya isme mithai hai? Okay, jao. So then one of the box, there was a duplicate Shivaji. He came out and the real Shivaji entered that box. Came out. Hai na maje ki baat? Then this person was caught. He said, my purpose is over. I am ready to give my life. You want to kill me, you kill. Original Shivaji is now gone. Khatam. Even Maharana Pratap was also like that. They didn't have the much many people, the strong armies like the Aurangzeb and all that, but their strategy was very good. Very good strategy. So they all feared. Why did it so happen? These kings were great. Why? Because all these Kshatriya kings were supported by Brahmins. Like the king of Vijayanagaram, Harihar, was supported by or helped by Vidyaran Swami. Have you heard the name of Vidyaran Swami? Those who are studying Dirghadrishya Vivek, is written by Vidyaran Swami. Brahman means the great scholars, those who have studied the scripture, they used to guide the kings what to do. Then Dasarath Maharaj, he always consulted Vasishtha Ji, his guru. Then Shivaji, his guru was Samarth Ramdas. So when there is a company like this, Brahman and Kshatriya together, then the nation will prosper. When there is a difficulty, then the problem. If they are not going together, problem. Once Arjun, a Kshatriya, wanted to do one yajna, fire ritual he wanted to do. So for doing yajna, you need a priest, a Brahman. So he sent a messenger to a Brahman. I want to do an yajna and I will give you a good dakshina. That Brahman, when he heard the message, he started crying. He didn't come. The messenger said that I conveyed your message, and the Brahman started crying and he didn't come. The moment the message was given to Arjun, Arjun also started crying. Now this messenger was baffled, what to do?
जिसको खबर सुनाते हैं वो रोने लगता है. Then he went to Lord Krishna, told him the whole story, this has happened. The Lord Krishna first smiled and then he also started crying. Then he asked Lord, what happened? Lord, you first smiled, I thought I will get answer from you, and then after that you also started crying. Then he said, you see, when the messenger conveyed the message of Arjun to the Brahman that I will give you a good dakshina, the Brahman thought, Arjun is thinking I am greedy. So Brahman is not a greedy, he has insulted me, started crying. Abhika Brahman, he will come running the moment he said good dakshina. Other appointment cancel. He'll come running. Then why did Arjun cry after hearing that? Arjun thought that my money is do number ka paisa hai. It's not good money. He didn't accept my money. Of course, at that time there was not number 1, 2, 3 money. It's only now number 1, number 2 money. I don't know whether it is here or not, but in India there is. Then he asked, Lord, why did you smile first and then started crying? He said, I smiled because even at the end of or the beginning of the Kali Yuga, such persons are there. I'm happy such people are there in the beginning of the Kali Yuga. I'm crying because these people will not be there in Kali Yuga. Therefore, I'm crying. And that is what we see. Even in one of the Gyan Yagas recently, when Guruji was giving a Gyan Yaga in Bombay, one lady came and started crying. Why are you crying? Well, in Kali Yuga, somebody is giving discourse on Bhagavad Gita without any expectation. Without any expectation, you're not charging, you are not charging anything. But you are giving that saving knowledge. It is not that such people are in the army. You will find in the society, you are in your family, in the company also you will find such people. So now what is the proportion of Vaishya and Sudra is given in one verse, verse number 44. The first line relates to Vaishya and the second line relates to Sudra.
Krishi Gauraksha Vanijyam. Krishi Gauraksha Vanijyam Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam
Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam
Paricharyatmakam Karma
Paricharyatmakam Karma
Shudrasyapi Swabhavajam
Shudrasyapi Swabhavajam
Krishi Gauraksha Vanijyam Vaishyakarma Swabhavajam Paricharyatmakam Karma Shudrasyapi Swabhavajam
Krishi Gauraksha Vanijyam Vaishyakarma Swabhavajam. These are the actual actions now Lord is saying. In earlier two, the actions were not told. The qualities of Brahman and Kshatriya were stated, but in the case of Vaishya and Sudra, he is giving the actual actions which they are doing. Krishi, the agriculture. Gauraksha, Gauraksha, protecting cow, not sending them to the slaughterhouse. So RSS, Barisas, some of the Jain organization, they are coming forward and protecting cows in India. It's not only protecting the cows, it is protecting all other animals also. That comes under Gauraksha. Vanijyam, occupation of a trader. This includes all industry, all type of professions, trade. It comes under Vanijyam. It means that you should charge a right price. You should not pinch the buyer. Buying and selling at a reasonable price. I am sometimes surprised. I visit to the mall for seeing people, you know. Because 7 days we are here, we don't see you. You come only on Saturday and Sunday, and somebody, one person comes in the evening with the bhiksha. So sometimes we go to the mall, not for shopping. Because you all know, because pajama kurta is not available in any mall here. To see the people. And sometimes we see in front of shop, now you will say, buy one, get one free, 50% discount, 60% discount. But I have never seen 100% discount. I will enter that shop. So I was wondering one day that, you see how much profit they are making. Even on the racks which they have got on the sale, you save 75%, 80%. Still they are making profit in that. Still they have a profit. I also wonder, throughout the weekdays, I don't find even a single buyer, and the person is open, shop is open, the shopkeeper, even some employees are there also, there's no buyer. How they are maintaining? They maintain this way. In Lord Krishna's life also, you will find in earlier life, in early age, he was doing go with the cow. He was a cowherd boy. Then milk and butter, that was their family business. That is, what karma is that? Very good. You have understood Gita very well. Then after that, he came out, came to Mathura and killed Kans. He became? Then in the battlefield, he gave the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita to Arjun. So that shows we can also improve ourselves, you know. Lord shows at the past. We can also improve ourselves. Of course, if we want mukti, if you are enjoying this life, then continue doing it. If you want mukti, if you have experienced enough of sorrows, don't want any more sorrows, then you follow Lord. You will get mukti, liberation, while living, not after death. Because our scripture don't believe liberation after death, which you cannot verify. In other religions, they book you a seat for the paradise. Aapko swarg bhej denge. You give me so much of money. How do you verify? Swarg mila ki nahi mila? But in our scripture, liberation is guaranteed while living. After liberation also, you can live on this planet as a realized master. Om
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari